Health Division is here to testify, and that appears to be the only witness that's signed up. Is there anyone else signed up for Senate Bill 838?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I will be extremely brief. My testimony is being passed out. The Health Division is supportive of the concept that would provide public health information to women of childbearing age as we would to individuals of all ages. We support the concept of county clerks providing pamphlets on the fetal alcohol syndrome to individuals applying for marriage licenses. Our only feeling regarding the bill is that we would like to see county clerks in a position to provide other public health information to young women of marrying age, such as prenatal care, drug abuse, AIDS, smoking, nutritional information, or other public health information. We don't come attempting to amend the bill, but perhaps just for legislative intent that it would be appropriate that other information in addition to the fetal infant syndrome be provided. The pamphlets are available from the March of Dimes. The Health Division has approved this pamphlet. We'll be happy to have these distributed so there's not a fiscal impact on this piece of legislation.
And I think I would I'd ask for questions.
Yes, questions.
I would just try to express the committee intent that of the items you named, in addition to the subject matter on fetal alcohol syndrome, this committee, I think, would encourage what the health department can do in supplying that information locally to the county clerks for the dissemination of that information. And as I understand it, there is no fiscal impact on the bill. Thank you. Any other witnesses on the bill? I will close the public hearing and open the work session and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd move Senate Bill 838 to full committee with a due pass recommendation.
And I'll place Representative Bauman's motion. Is there further discussion? Hearing none. Debbie, will you call the roll?
Bauman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Dick?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye. Motion is adopted. Representative Bauman, do you want to take care of that one? Thank you. The last bill before we go back to work session in SB 2324 is Senate Bill 783. It's my understanding there's been some discussion on that bill of the different parties involved. Is there a representative of the bar, the seniors, and anybody else that has taken part in those discussions? Can you all come forward together?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairperson.
This is where we're in public hearing on Senate Bill 783.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ira Zara, for the record, and represent the United Seniors. We just want to say very quickly, this is a very important bill to the seniors. It talks about guardianships and conservatorships. It makes some systemic changes which we think are important in procedural safeguards. Ms. Robinson and actually Mr. McCall, Mr. McGraw have worked out details of a compromise on some of the issues that concern the banks and the estates and the other participants, and they will tell you what they are.
Your representatives of who?
My name is Holly Robinson. I'm here on behalf of the Oregon Advocacy Center as well as the Association for Retarded Citizens of Oregon.
My name is Scott McGraw. I'm an attorney and presently a trust officer with U.S. Bank, and I also represent the Estate Planning and Administration section of the State Bar.
And that's who you're representing here?
That's correct.
What I would like to do is just begin by highlighting the modifications in Senate Bill 783, which will apply directly to the guardianship provisions. The reason that there was some discussion with the banks and the estate planning attorneys was that some of the amendments would have applied to conservatorship built law as well, and they were concerned about some of the potential impact of that. So let me summarize just briefly what the effects of 783 are on the guardianship laws, and then I will take you quickly through the proposed amendments. There is testimony that I think that's being distributed that was also put together by the Bar Committee on the Rights of the Handicapped with some testimony from the ABA. Okay. First of all, on page 1, lines 13 through 22, there is a more specific definition of incapacitated person, which is being recommended. There are also two slight amendments to that, which are on a hand and growth version, which we will turn in at the end. So you will have all of the things that we to which we have agreed in this.
Okay, let me just say that what we will do is we'd prefer that you'd speak to the bill as you've agreed to it and give us the major concepts addressed and what the agreements are. I think I'm going to have to direct counsel to have this bill, a proper LC draft of the amendments put together, and we will have to then schedule it for a work session at such time that we can properly have that before us.
Well, I just would want to note for the committee's information that the majority of the impacting bill is in fact not going to be affected by the amendments, and that we sort of amended out the concerns that this committee have, but the majority of the bill is not going to be impacted by the amendments. I assume you concur. Majority. Just briefly going then just through the major impact of the bill on the guardianship law, there's a new definition of incapacitated person. There is a modification of the visitor definition, which would increase the requirements that a visitor must have prior to the appointment of that person in investigating the appropriateness of a guardianship case. There's an increase in the notice provision. You will notice on page 2, line 25, currently it is 10 days. We had proposed 30. We have agreed to a date of 15 days. There is a expansion of the information that would be provided by the visitor that is included on page 3. That was an amendment that was added on the Senate side. There is the inclusion of a clear and convincing evidence standard in proceedings involving guardianships only. It has been amended out to include that in conservatorships as well. There are increased notice provisions in terms of the language that must be in the notice itself, that it must be in large type and reasonably understandable by the ward. There are some modifications in that, basically just clarification. There is also a legislative intent section. And finally, the waiver section, as it is currently written, ORS 123 or 013, under this bill is being repealed, and we are recommending new language that would allow for a waiver of notice of anyone that is statutorily entitled to notice, with the exception of an alleged incapacitated person in a guardianship proceeding. Just as a little way of background, in 1983, there were significant changes to the guardianship statute presented. The Oregon State Bar Committee on the Rights of the Handicapped did a survey. You have a copy of the results. You will note by reading them that there are still some problems in pursuing appropriate guardianships, and what we're hoping that by these alterations and modifications that only appropriate guardianships will be established.
There have been a number of proposals made in the bill, and on behalf of the bar, the committee within the bar, the intent through the modifications that we've come to and are presenting to you in the newly engrossed version will serve to require certain standards be met, will elevate the requirements for deciding when incapacity exists to the extent that a guardian is needed. It will limit the ability to waive notice to only those individuals who are not allegedly incapacitated. It will grant a greater period of time in which an individual has the opportunity to object, but not such an extensive period of time that it can hinder other individuals' ability to provide other care services, which is one of the conflicts that we had, and does a very fine job of more clearly specifying or providing information to the proposed protected person or ward at the outset with regard to notice provisions.
Ms. Robinson, do you have this available to us so that we can get it in proper form?
I do.
And that is agreed to by the Oregon State Bar?
Correct.
And who else? Ira, maybe you want to put on who was a part of the of all of these discussions.
United Seniors, the Oregon Advocacy Center, the Oregon State Bar, the Trust and Estate Subcommittee,
the
State
Planning Administration Committee.
And a representative of the banks. I'm not sure precisely what their official representative is.
The representative of the bank is the Oregon Bankers Association.
Council, did you get that? No. The
Hannah Gross version.
Hannah Gross version.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Questions or comments? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a sign-up list that I will not go by. If there everyone else that's interested in this bill that wishes to testify after having heard what was just presented to the committee, please come forward. I don't see anybody coming forward. Under those circumstances, I will...
Do we have anybody signed up in opposition, Mr. Chair?
Yes, and he was just up here on behalf of the bar.
Oh, okay.
So, seeing nobody further, we will close the public hearing and we'll get those amendments in proper legislative council form and bring them back before this committee when we have them at the next hearing when we have them in proper form. So I will close the public hearing on 783. Why don't, for staff's purposes, we're going to go back into work session on 2324. Why don't we do that at 4 o'clock and let's have a break until 4 o'clock. We're in recess. Call the committee back to order, and we're going to work session on House Bill 2324. Council.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Before Council
Representative
gets
started,
Bellamy. Is it possible to go through some of these amendments and find out if there's anybody not supporting them and throw them out?
I think that.
So we don't have to worry about them.
Why don't we work on the? We'll find out sooner or later whether there are people supporting ones that the numbers are not familiar to the rest of us on. But the chair would like to call your attention to the dash 12 and the dash 14 amendments, and let me put some questions to council so that we can deal with that. Dash 12 was what Corey Streisinger brought before us earlier today. And dash 14 is a shorter version, the first 18 lines being exactly the same.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Can you explain the differing effect of each of those so we know which we should be dealing with?
Sure. Dash 14, Mr. Chairman, relates to the expanded criteria. Dash 12 relates to the expanded criteria and other matters relating to it. What we did is we asked Legislative Council to put just the expanded criteria in 14 and everything else that was in 12 in dash 16.
Okay.
Hopefully not an attempt to confuse anyone any more than now, but that was what was
done. Okay, so if we were to ignore dash 12 from here on in, mm-hmm. and merely deal with dash 16 and dash 14, we would not be throwing anything out.
It was not our intent to do so, and if that happens to be the case, then I would ask that we be able to reinsert anything that is in -12 back into the final version that we do pass and have it before the full committee.
Okay, so committee members, why don't you just hold on to 14 and set 12 aside. The next thing I would like to do, and I think it's the majority of what we have to do, and I know Representative Bellamy has Water Policy Committee probably work session in 35 minutes, and I'm sure the other two committee members will have joined us shortly. Let's look at -16. If you committee members will recall that we have been through this bill meticulously, and as we went through each section, I tried to, if anybody had objections, I asked them to be raised, and where there were objections, we got a sense of a majority of the committee. So what my purpose in directing counsel to get -16 was to present the bill in the form of these amendments the way that the bill should have looked after we got through going over it.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
You don't want a motion on 14 yet?
No, not yet. Let's just hold that. Well, let me ask counsel, can we adopt -16 and -14 independently, regardless of order?
If we were to adopt 16 and not to adopt 14, then we would have to make some changes to 16 because there is some material in there that relates to 14.
My only question is, it doesn't matter. If they're both successfully adopted, then it needn't matter which order they're in.
That's correct.
If we adopted 16 and not 14, we'd still have some minor amendments to do.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so I understand you. Why don't we, Council's been working hard at this, on trying to put 16 together with Legislative Council. We may have some problems. That's why we delayed this until the end of the hearing on the technical part of putting 16 in order. It's 3 pages long, 2.5. Council, let's go through it. Does everybody have their copy of the original printed bill so that we can relate 16 to it? Council, what you told me earlier before we came back to committee is you believe there may be some technical errors in 16 that we need to deal with right now.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to do is go through it section by section to make sure that what we have before us expresses the intent that was given the last time when we went through the section by section, and to make sure that the committee feels comfortable with what is in -16.
Let's go.
Okay. I think we can, I'd like to go to a -16 if I could, and I believe we can go down to line 4 on page 1 and look at on page 1 of the amendments, where it refers to page 3, delete lines through 12 through 44.
Now, if you're skipping over anything, that just means that
It refers to on page 1, it says deleting certain chapter references. And I've checked those, and I think there shouldn't be any problem with that. If there is, we can take care of that technical matter.
Then the parts of this that you're drawing to our attention will be stuff that we should go over line by line. The other is technical in nature.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Page 3, delete lines 12 through 44.
Mm-hmm. And then it also talks on page 4, deleting lines 1 through 42. This relates to the Engine Defense Board and the shifting of costs to the Engine Defense Board from the counties, if my recollection serves me correctly.
Mm-hmm.
This is being deleted. I believe this was the intent of the subcommittee when we went through this bill section by section.
It was.
Also, what is not included in here, there needs to be, and it's in a technical nature, removal on page 20 of certain reference statutory references on lines 17 and 21. On line 17 and lines 21, it refers to ORS 151. 450. If it is the committee's intent to delete the lines back on page 3 and 4, then those also should be removed.
So, well, let's do that. You're saying on page 20, mm-hmm. at lines 20 and 21, delete?
On lines, actually lines 18 and 21, it refers to ORS 151.450.
Well, let me ask you this, counsel. Okay, then we need, what you're saying is we need a technical mm-hmm. amendment to take care of that. And
that's
that
correct.
Is not included in dash
that's
16.
Correct, Mr. Chairman. Also, I would like to do it in conceptual nature so that when we go back and look at it, if there are other additional amendments or different other words that need to be taken out in that area, we'd be able to do so. But it'd be our intent to make this consistent with what would be taken out in page 3 and 4.
Okay. So, page 20, mm-hmm. technical deletions. Go ahead, continue on.
Okay. I think the next place we may want to look at is on line 8, page 1, or refers to page 6.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
On the dash 16, look at line 8. That then refers to the printed bill at page 6.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
I believe this expresses the intent of the subcommittee when we went through this by section, but I would ask the committee to look at it and see whether it does so.
This is the additional requirement that the community mental health director notify the state.
That's correct.
That is correct. I believe that was our intent, and we spoke of that as an additional procedural safeguard. Committee members, if anyone else's recollection differs with mine, please speak up. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, line 16 and 17 of dash 16 amendments, those are just technical changes referring to changes in B to C and C to D. The next substantive change, I direct your attention to page 9, line 3.
This is the medical record ones, right?
That's correct, Mr. Bellamy. What this is intended to do was to make sure that the mental health division by rule would not be in the position to adopt rules that would affect substantive evidentiary rules relating to privilege,
right.
Privilege on medical records. On line 25 of dash 16 is a reference to page 11, and it talks about deleting lines 6 through 44. Now, I believe this is an error.
and that none of it should be deleted?
Well, I believe that lines 6 through 43 should not be deleted.
Oh, okay. But that the 44 should remain, and page 12 should have the insertion?
Well, I guess, Mr. Chairman, the way I would look at it, at lines 6 through 43 should remain in the bill.
Okay. So what you're saying is on dash 16, delete line 25.
That's correct. I would say yes.
Okay.
Delete 25. This is something we're going to have to decide when we get to it, but you may be putting in there on page 11, delete lines 44, or line 44, but I'd like to address that when we talk about...
No, do that again.
Page 12. Well, I think when we look at page 12 and line 11, line 44 on page 11,
yeah,
it will become a little bit clearer. My recollection serves me correct from the last couple of meetings. There was discussions concerning whether certain the Attorney General's office and the district attorneys would be removed totally from the bill, or whether they would maintain their responsibility but not be financially penalized in any way. And this is what I need some direction on from the committee.
Well, wait a minute now. I'm totally confused on section. We're still in section 14. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Now, if you look at the final line of page 1 of the dash 16
right.
amendments, it says on page 12, delete 1 through 33
mm-hmm.
and insert... Note, section 14 was deleted by amendment. Subsequent sections were not renumbered.
That's correct.
Is that also an error?
I guess that is the question that the committee needs to address.
Okay.
I could add one other thing, Mr. Chairman. Directing the committee's attention to page 12, lines 21 through 29, I'm not sure whether those are what you wanted removed and leaving the other material in, or whether you wanted all that material removed.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dix.
My notes are brief, but it does indicate that 521 through 29, we took that out. But I have no notes on the rest of the section for that, rest of section 14.
Why don't...
Is that an error on my part?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Just a minute now. On the Attorney General's office responsibilities, on mm-hmm. page 12... of the original printed bill.
That's correct.
That language remained in the bill.
No, Mr. Chairman, the amendments that we have before us, dash 16, as written, remove that from the bill.
And I understand.
And I don't think that was the intent the last time, but that's what I need the committee to establish.
The intent was, and let me speak on... We're talking about page 12 of section 14.
Mm-hmm, that's correct, Mr.
The
Chairman.
The AG remains responsible. I believe we removed the reference where, I can't recall what 426.250 is.
That's the cost section, Mr. Chairman.
Cost, but where does that put it? The AG was to be responsible for its own costs. The further thing was the DA was to appear and subsection 5 was deleted because we took out the penalty provision for the AG not appearing.
That's true, Mr. Chairman.
So subsection 5 would be deleted.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. That is reflected in the amendments we have before us, but our amendments that we have before us also delete lines 1 through 20.
I don't think we deleted that, Mr. Chairman.
No, we did not delete.
We did?
No. My notes show that we deleted section 5.
Period.
Yeah. I believe that is correct. Section 14 then remains.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. So I take it we should...
Except for subsection 5.
Okay, so it should say on page 12, delete lines 21 through 29. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
21 through 29. And it says also insert. That is incorrect. Delete
That's
that.
Correct.
Because 14 remains a section.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
On the dash 16 amendments.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Page